Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Tuesday, July 7th. A federal judge has dismissed a legal challenge to Michigan's new Independent Redistricting Commission. The commission's job will be to draw new congressional and legislative districts once the results of the 2020 census are finalized. The U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals refused to take the case last April, clearing the way for yesterday's order from U.S. District Court Judge Janet Neff. Elizabeth Batiste is with the Voters Not Politicians campaign.
Court after court has held that independent citizens redistricting commissions are legal, and we are happy that the will of the people was upheld in this instance.
Republicans who oppose the commission can still try to take their case to the U.S. Supreme Court. New legislation would prohibit law enforcement from using tear gas on crowds. We have more on that from WCMU's Ben Thorpe.
Following recent protests across the state and nation, some have questioned police tactics, particularly the deployment of tear gas. Democratic State Representative Kara Hope introduced legislation to end the practice. She says tear gas is banned on the battlefield under the Geneva Convention, so it shouldn't be used on citizens.
Well, I think it is part of the discussion around demilitarizing the police. And, you know, it's kind of ironic I say demilitarized and this is not even allowed to be used by the military.
Hope says she has not found much support from her Republican colleagues for the legislation. The Michigan Association of Chiefs of Police did not respond to our request for comment. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.
Police officers in Traverse City will be sporting new gear. The city commission last night unanimously approved body cameras for Traverse City law enforcement officers. The cameras will be worn by uniformed members of the Traverse City Police Department while they are on patrol. Amy Shamrow is the mayor pro tem of the city. She says current officers are already trained on the use of body cameras. It just took some time for the equipment to be approved.
That's already something that they're being instructed in, new officers, and that current officers know is part of what being a police officer in Traverse City means.
The police department is currently testing systems before purchasing equipment. The city will allocate up to $100,000 from the general fund to purchase the new cameras. The Northern Michigan Anti-Racism Task Force has also raised about $30,000 to contribute to the cause. Food service workers in Traverse City say despite the threat from COVID-19, the holiday weekend looked a lot like weekends from previous years. We have more on that from Tess DeGaynor.
On Thursday, Northern Michigan restaurant workers were gearing up for the holiday weekend. Now they're looking back on how it went. Benjamin Broad is a manager at Firefly in downtown Traverse City. He says things went well. People were more open to following the COVID-19 precautions than they had been earlier this summer.
This weekend especially, people were more willing to just kind of come in with a mask on. We're trying to ask people to come in with a mask on, and people were very understanding of it, it seemed.
Broad says it was a little bit slower than they had anticipated, but it was still busy. He says this could be because people were spending more time on the water rather than downtown. Tess DeGaynor, WCMU News.
Cooling off in the water is a part of summer, but cooling off in the Great Lakes may feel a little different right now due to soaring surface temperatures. Surface water temperatures for Lake Michigan are well above average. Temperatures are ranging from 70 to 78 degrees. That is almost 15 degrees above normal. Sabrina Yarnick is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Gaylord. She says the lake warm-up has come early this year.
August, September, which is the peak heating for the year, the average temperature is usually in the mid-70s.
Yarnick says temperatures will continue to rise if air temperatures continue to be above normal, but she says a single windstorm could knock them back down to normal. Today is Blackout Day. Activists are encouraging African Americans to shop only at Black-owned businesses. The intent is to show the economic strength of African Americans. Dr. Elaine Laws Barker is the founder of the Black Business Alliance of Greater Lansing. She sees Blackout Day as an opportunity for Black-owned businesses to establish new relationships with customers.
We are encouraging everyone to engage a Black business. We want everyone to be involved.
Laws Barker says spending money at Black-owned businesses can help heal some of the divisions in society. And that is your morning news roundup for this Tuesday, the 7th day of July 2020. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk again tomorrow.